by, let's say, a hot plate. You have a hot plate, you have something on top of the hot plate, and then you insulate the pot that's on top of it. That would be a dava moisi pebble. Okay, dava moisi pebble is much more humble. So that's even asr on Erev Shabbos. Okay, and it's also asr when something's cold. Yeah, dava moisi pebble. Right. Okay. A dava, which is not moisi pebble, is only asr on Shabbos. Okay, and it's only when it's hot. Then it's a free rishon. Okay.
I have a question for this. One thing I can do before Shabbos, one thing I cannot do before Shabbos. Mr. Harold, I could not do it, right?
Yeah.
Good. Right now, I have kadeo on my left.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how, what I will really insulate it with. But it initially became double heavy because it is generated, right? So right now, bottom line, before Shabbos, yeah. I cannot cover anything but on the left.
Right. But proper insulation. Remember, insulation.
I'm talking real insulation.
Right.
Forget about
that. Right. You cannot do it.
So it's nothing to do with it. You can't do it. Anything. You can't. We should not to decide before Shabbat, right now.
Yeah.
Second question. What means before Shabbat? 7 in the morning before Shabbat?
Yeah. Any time before Shabbat.
Okay.
Yeah. There is an exception, huh?
Tuesday.
Yeah, awesome. Doesn't make it when you do it. You can't come into Shabbos with that situation existing.
Tuesday also for
Shabbos. Right. So meaning you're not only doing it on Tuesday if you take it off on Friday. If you undo it on Friday. But you can't have a situation where Shabbos comes in and you've got the situation of Hatmana by a double Moshe Pebble. Yeah? That's what you can't do, right? You can't come into Shabbos with the fix. It doesn't make a difference when you do it.
You're saying because it's an entity which you've not created at all with Shabbos.
Okay. You're saying to the mice of it, yes. Chazal were worried that the fact that you're doing Hatmana on with a double Moshe Pebble, so you show you're interested in this being cooked, in being hot. So if you come to, if you see that it's not, they're worried that you're going to stoke the fire. Right? So it's stoking the fire is the problem, and that's going to take place on Shabbos. Yeah?
It's basically between that and the fact that the flames of course on the thick one they keep saying, hey, what the instant being hot, it's the same thing. How am I stoking? It's the same
thing. By where?
It's a good sign.
I think we mentioned it. One of the stories is the fact that you did Hatmana, that shows I'm more interested. Yeah, I'm going out of my way to wrap this whole thing up. Yeah, okay.
Well, the English one.
I'm just confused when you divided this covenant by two tabs. If this was my problem.
Why?
You must confuse me. Just a wrong
dress. Don't
get on table two. Is it so?
Okay. The game behind it is because one's a double moisture table, one's not. But you're right. The practical application is a blast and on the table. You're right.
The fact is, you want the one car versus another. Any car. Who can they bother?
No, okay.
This is the problem when you're learning Gemara to be. It's pain.
All right. We just.
sense.
We've got a pajama to get from here.
Can you close?
You're right. The substance that we use to be matter nowadays is really the same. Just the two different scenarios would be when one is on a hot plate, because then that makes the covering hot, and then with that covering, the hot one is going to add heat to the food. Okay? And wait, 1 second. And the double shade was when it's just wrapped up, let's say, with a blanket, and it's not adding heat to it, it's just preserving the heat.
It's not the same.
What's not the same?
I understood it. So, because I said the double harissi table, in this case, taking a wrapping and putting it on the plata, that's not a double harissi table. It happens to be that the fire, but you have the source of fire.
Chazal gave a very strict definition of it, which is Hatmana. The definition of Hatmana is when something is fully wrapped up. If you've got a significant airspace, or there's a significant amount of things which is not wrapped up, one let's say the top, but the rest is, even though it's going to help with the heat, you're right, but that's not cool. That's one of
the. If I take this thing, I go with the Shabbos with such a scenario. Now I think.
Fully wrapped.
The incident in the film is not the plata. It just happens to be on the plata.
Okay.
I think we're off the top.
Right.
Now you live like that.
Yeah.
Till the next day.
You're not allowed to do it. Wait, you took it off when?
I took it off. I didn't have it. You have to be in the Shmashers.
What is your
when did this happen? This is like on the fire.
Yeah. That's not from beginning. What do you put on flour?
I have a pot. It's wrapped up.
Okay.
Completely.
Yes. So you can't get it to shop
that. With a material that is not in and of itself from Rishita. But I put it now on the flour. He says you can be four shots. Right?
Put it on the flour before Shabbos.
Now, if I take it off, it's flour. I have to shop this. He gives. And I put it on the table. Technically speaking, I didn't insulate anything with the double Risa Nebel because the blanket is not a Risa Nebel.
You see what he's saying,
I wrapped it around completely.
Yeah.
And this blanket, whatever it is. And in of itself, I'm permitted to do that if it's not a moist fit. It's not a moist fit.
Okay, so it's just something
that's permitted. That's
on air shots,
yes.
Right.
Now, if I do the same thing, and I put it on the platter.
Yeah.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now, Shabbos begins, and it's on the platter.
It's awesome.
Why didn't you stop? He said, you're going to do it.
Wait a minute.
It's not so much. You'll stay immediately and say the last one. You'll be sent home tonight.
That's my point. My point is, why is it awesome? Why am I asking that?
Yeah.
Because on Friday night, after Shabbos begins, I take it off the plata. Now I have this pot sitting in this material, which is not Moisei Tevel.
Okay, but when Shabbos came in,
the Hatmana was not on Moisei Tevel, that's what I'm saying.
No, but it was.
I'm sitting on the fire.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So any pot, I'm sitting on the fire.
No, again. Okay. A pot is not something which is matan, even though it keeps the food cool. Yeah, but we say a pot is a separate function.
Yeah, no, I understand, but
then I'm missing you.
Because he can't tell you, you didn't get it.
Okay.
Very simple is, I take a pot of potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay? I wrap it in very seen material. Definitely not like his definition of special material which he keeps and so on. I like
it. You have been something which is not going to provide any hatsman.
Okay, nothing happened yet.
Okay, not, it's not on the black.
Nothing. Right now he put on black.
Okay.
When he put on black, you're supposed to scream and say, stop doing this stuff.
Okay.
I said, continue this thing. I said, what you can do, you tell, you cannot
right.
do it.
He said
right now he tried to sneak under you. He said, wait a minute, try.
Yeah.
And I rapped based on your moral. I didn't have special material. I have just schmatter. It doesn't qualify for
double crazy
level. But it's on the path.
But the black is not what's causing that money. The black is because it's
source. It's providing heat.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's making this thing
work. Why they take it off?
Right. So what? Why is on the black? That's the problem.
Yes. Okay. So on Shabbos they take it off.
No, but you can't. You can't come into Shabbos. You're not allowed to come into Shabbos like that.
Yeah. You know what? You have to be allowed to go to
Shabbos. Yeah.
You know what's happening with you. I'm going to tell you a question right now, very simple. He asked you a policy. You said that any material, if you put it on a black wrap, became double. This material
is double.
It's called, how you call this material that you cannot use? Any material can transfer from one. From one to another. He said, I have simple material. He said, it's only put on black and we get bad material.
Okay.
He said, no. If you define material that is good, it never will be bad. Is this what he said?
Is this what you say? You're over 1 second. Right? 1 second is also over, right?
So when you have to come on to most of when you take it off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have regular.
Yeah, okay, maybe then you full Shabbos and it's alright. Yeah, right? That was the same when you said, but done before Shabbos, that's the same.
This is what I said.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 1 second is already Hatmana, right?
That's
yeah? Are we over? Is that
there? Yeah, we use all this stuff.
Okay, fine.
We use all this stuff.
You take that pot, and it was just on the block, and it wasn't surrounded by anything. You just take it off the block, and set it on the table, and you have it, and you try to fully cover it, even then that's us.
That's us. On Shabbos, that's us. On Shabbos.
Right. But if you were to take it off the block and put it on the table, and then, like, partly cover it. I mean,
that's okay.
I mean, that's okay. What is fully covered, partly covered? I mean, like,
it's also clear in the first thing there that, and then the way you said it was like, if you got a sizable gap, an air gap, that's it. So it means it's
sizable. The size of it?
Yeah, size is also okay. Even if the top is fully covered, the size is also okay.
The top is fully covered, but as long as the size of it, that's already
That's also okay. Yeah. Okay. Right? Okay. Then the thing that we ended up with last time, it seems like many moons ago. We had a funny case which is a little bit in between. Okay? Which is I said if I'm not Moshe Hebel, as in strictly speaking, is only when it's got like an ongoing ability to provide heat. Okay? Something which is maybe was it hot, but is cooling down, even though it's hot now, that's not a double Moshe Hebel. Okay? So if you have a pot which was on the blast, then you took it off the blast. Okay, so it's hot. Yeah? And you want to put something on top of it, another pot on top, and you want to wrap up that upper pot. Yeah? Okay? So the choy that should be okay. Because we're saying that the pot itself is the bottom part. It's not continuously going to be hot. It's getting cold. Over time, it's going to get cold. So it's not a double moisture pattern. So that should be mutter. But the restraining way is saying, no, it's not.
What is
it's not. Okay, you've got a.
And he's more things.
Okay, you've got this pot which is hot. This is, let's say, a tea which will take it straight off the fire. Okay, I put it down. Now I've got a pot of whatever, something else. Yeah, food inside. I'm going to put it on top. Okay, if I just do that, that's perfectly okay. Okay, assuming this is all fully cooked, again, we're avoiding no visual sliders. Okay? Okay? Right? But if. Now I want to wrap this one up. Okay? So let's say. Full Atman. Okay? Let's just go. Let's say it's cold. Let's say it's cold. We'll go with it's cold. Yeah? It's cold. So cold, you're allowed to. As I was saying, in a moisty table. Yes? Yeah? It's water to wrap it up on Shabbos. Yeah? If I take something out of the fridge, I'm allowed to wrap it up fully, there's no problem with that. It's cold, you're allowed to do that, right?
I also prefer to get stress on me,
this pot, which I've taken straight out of the fridge, yeah, this pot pot, I should be able to wrap it up, right? But when you put it on the table, that would be perfectly acceptable. Okay? We're saying this thing, the bottom pot, doesn't have the state of a double moisture table.
Right?
Because it's getting cold.
Right.
Okay, everyone with me?
Yeah.
So therefore, it should come out. I can take this pot, fully wrap it up, and put it on top of the hot pot. That's what should come out.
And this can pop out of left.
Off the left. If it was on the left, that's definitely not my moisture table.
Right.
Okay.
It's getting cooler though. Why giving up?
Okay. Say that. But we're saying that doesn't have the state of a double moisture table. Yeah, it's getting cold.
Definition clear. Okay.
Everyone's there? Everyone's with me?
Uh-huh.
No. Okay, again.
No, I'm with you, but I'd say while it's still warm, it could be mostly cold, even though it's cool.
We've been told that it's something which doesn't.
Doesn't generate
heat. It's not a double moisture table. Okay. But the nicer you're right. The first thing to say, they draw a fine line over here. Yeah, I'm just going to say a simple way for us to understand it. There is maybe another way to learn it, but we'll just go with this way, which is now because, as you're saying, because it does provide heat, even though the heat is cooling off. So now, in a certain sense, it is going to be treated as a double moisture level, but in another sense, not. What's the split that they make? It basically boils down to on Shabbos itself, you treat it like a Dabar Moisif level, okay? But on Erev Shabbos, you treat it like a Dabar. That's what I said right around. On Shabbos, you treat it like a Dabar Moisif level, and on Erev Shabbos, you treat it like a Dabar Sha'ena Moisif level, okay? Which means just practically like this. If I took this pot off the stove on Erev Shabbos, yeah, then I can take this. This pot from the fridge, wrap it up,
and put it on top.
Right. If this pot was still on the glass, that would be awesome. Because that's a classic double, at least where we're holding now. That's a classic double moisture kettle, and a double moisture kettle is awesome to a pot, not even an air shovel. But because this pot, this bottom pot, is not self generating the heat, yeah? So at least on air shovels, We disregard the fact that it's hot, even though it might provide heat, but the fact that the source of the heat is cooling down, yeah. Therefore, we should like a dava she'ena moisif hevel, and that would be mutter.
And it's Erev Shabbos.
Because it's Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, so even though normally there's nothing wrong with taking a cold pot straight out of the fridge and wrapping it up, yeah, you can put it on the table, that would be perfectly acceptable, right? But because this bottom pot is hot. Yeah, therefore it's going to be, we treat it like a davar hamoisif hevel. Okay, I'm saying extreme, yeah, and therefore it will be awesome. Okay,
yes,
where is the relevance of this? Okay,
okay.
So, let's say you've got a child or a grandchild in your house, okay? And you want to heat up the bottle of milk, the milk, you want to heat up. Okay? So, the milk, you're into problems of crystal, okay? So you want to use, let's say, a tea shaving or whatever, you're going to avoid the problems of crystal, okay? So, you're going to take, let's say, you want to take the chicken soup, yeah? And put it inside the chicken soup. Okay, I think the guy's off in some book. Okay. Okay. Well, whatever, right? Okay, you work it out yourself. Okay. And you want to put it inside, and that's how you're going to heat it up, right? So now, according to what we just said now, though, that's going to be a problem. So even though there's normally no problem, the milk is cold, right? Yeah, it's coming straight from the fridge, let's say, right? There's no problem with Hatmana by something which is cold. Right? But over here, because you're putting it on the pot or inside the pot, yeah, which is hot, yeah, you're into this new area.
You wrap this thing up?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, you wrap it up inside, you're immersing it inside the food.
It's in some
cake. Liquid oil. That's classic hatmana. Classic hatmana is, I've got a pot with food inside, and I wrap it up.
Liquid
is hatmana? Okay, it's a good shot. Hold on. Yeah, but just assume yes for the moment. Yeah? Okay? So, I'm being matmin, yeah, this bottle with milk inside coming hot, on Shabbos, that's going to be a problem.
You know, from the top, it's
not covered. Assuming the whole thing's covered. Right. If you immerse in mummus inside. If the whole thing's covered, I'm just trying to go practically where you have to be worried.
Right.
Okay? So, you're right, I don't think the milk's going to stink. If it stinks, it's going to be a problem. If the whole thing's going to happen, so then that's the problem, right? So then, the simple answer is make sure you get the whole thing doesn't get immersed. Yeah. Matty asked just before, is food in general, is that called Dabah HaMatni?
Why not?
Okay, so there is a Gemara, it was said like this. Again, avoiding all visual issues, sort of teaching or whatever, I'm not getting involved now. Yeah, it was said that it's mutter to put a pot of shemen inside a hot pot of water on Shabbos. Okay, that's a Gemara. Okay, so
it's off the blef.
Off the blef, right. Yeah, okay, so. The problem with the side is, excuse me, what happened to this table? We just said that there's something which is hot, yeah? On Shabbos, you're not going to do Hatmana with it, yeah? So there's a very simple carrot, which at least the way we hold that Hatmana, but mixed up is not Hatmana. And yeah, as long as you've got a decent chunk of this thing which is exposed, yeah, that's not called Hatmana. So yeah, so you say you didn't immerse it totally inside, yeah? It was partially inside, yeah? And that's not Hatmana, that's why it's okay. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Chazanish, that said that they hold that Hatmana of a mixer is Hatmana, so that's not an eater. You can't do that. It's not Pshat in the Gemara, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? So the Chazanish is the Chazanish, what Matthew is asking, which is that by food, there's no Hatmana. Food is not a Dabah HaMatni. Okay? When I said, it's really only the Chazanish that says like that. The most of the voices in the Mishnah Brura don't go with the Mahalaf of the Chazanish, in which case there's no makor for a heter like this. So we have to be kosher. Yeah? So the Mahalaf says it is Hatmana by food substances. So getting back to our cases of the bottle of milk.
Even liquid themselves, isn't it?
Yeah.
How hot is that food or whatever it has to be? Is it 3 ounces or something? If it's below that,
when
can you
make that? It's a good sign. I think it's just any time it can provide heat. Every month.
Anything more than room temperature?
I think so. So even if it's not going to get to, even if the food inside is not going to get to the outside edge for it.
But this is only
I
think so, yeah.
But this is only by the Kisha evolution. It's also fire, right?
No, it can be a Kisha anyway. Yeah.
So, Hatmana would apply the inside to
the anything which is food. Anything which the food inside is hot and can make this thing hotter is you're into this new say yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kishani doesn't
have any
seen. Yeah, that is the mice that
you know, because it's right, it's confusing with the yeah. Mosi Kabel, so they're saying, in order to not confuse people with what Hatmana and Mosi Kabel,
yeah,
that's important.
Okay, fine. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you another side of it. And then you might jump out of teeth and chat at me. Suggesting such a thing.
Right.
Okay, now some people. Some people, right, when you have, let's say, chicken soup tonight, or knedel tonight, yeah, in your chicken soup, so especially. Sometimes you have the chicken soup, And then a separate pot of clay to the side, right? You dish out the soup, and then the soup's hot, obviously. And you take the cradle, you stick it inside the soup, and the cradle's fully covered. Or you can take one, say or you take the lobster, yeah, the noodles. Also, sometimes they're separate. They're not made with the soup, right? That's what I had last night for supper. Yeah, it's chicken soup, and then I put the lobster inside, and it's fully immersed inside. Right? So now you're heating up. You know, happy. You're heating up. And it's mutabak. It's definitely mutabak. Okay, don't worry. Just in case we don't know.
Yeah.
Or you take again. You've got the chicken soup. You take the lobster, and you put it inside. So this is lechol. You should say this is the chicken soup is hot. Right? And you're putting something like that, right? And you're doing it on Shabbos. That should be a problem.
The thing itself is in its own food, the milk, how it's in a pot. Here it's food and food.
Okay, so then it
doesn't look like it's flat mana problem. Because you're not.
We just said, if by a bottle, everyone's masking, right? Right? If that bottle, if that was inside food, that would be a problem.
Right.
Okay? Right? So food can be a double hamatsmi. Right? Okay, so what are you saying? What's the difference between the case of the bottle and the case of the liquid?
Right,
exactly.
That's not true, right?
You want to use these two things together. Very good. The basic rule is it's like one entity.
Yeah, that's not half money. It's all one entity. When it's one entity, then it's okay. Yeah. So, but there will be certain last minutes. Like, it seems, let's say an egg. You put an egg in high hot. This is the hot water. Yeah. So then, the fact you've got a shell around the egg. Yeah. I think a false shell. You shouldn't do it. Of the Shabbos also didn't seem to be able to find a head for it. Yeah. So there, because it's in its own shell and it's not just a separate thing. Yeah. That would be awesome. Okay. Yeah. Just to finish off. Let's say another example is sometimes when you cook when you make cholent, yeah, then you have the what's it called?
Kishka,
thank you.
And
yeah.
Paper?
Yeah, so sometimes you wrap up the kishka inside paper, right? Okay, or especially if you're going with aluminum foil, I'm not sure paper is actually a double, I'm not gonna okay. You wrap it up in aluminium foil and you put it inside. Yeah. And so if you put it on the top and it's not actually inside, then that will be the same. But if you actually put a mamash inside the cholent,
on
even before Shabbos, it's on the black. That's a davar moisim heaven. Yeah. We just you've got an aluminium foil which is separating it. Yeah, so it's not one entity now.
But I think they're going to say, also, the person very sick, the temperature, because what is the, you don't swallow anything because you're wrapping it.
Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you have no interest in really being masked in this thing. Or you want two things on the fire, you just don't want them to mix together. It's a convenient way for you to do it. Yeah? So that's one. So another story he also says is The reason why you're wrapping it up is you don't want to, like break up and dissolve all over the thing. You want it to be an entity. So he's matted. The other person are matted though. They also think to.
Where does this begin?
So they say it's a problem. What the Aita they say is, if you make a few holes inside it, yeah, so then you want the taste to be transferred, so then you can treat it as one. Okay?
What's the difference between the aluminum foil and the paper?
So again?
So we have to be paper versus aluminum foil. What's the difference?
Yeah, I'm not.